with Coach Gregory. Definitely wanted to catch up with you because there's a lot to catch up on. First of all, tell people the benefit of having everybody here pretty much for these workouts, kind of what the benefit of having them is as compared to actual practice. What are you able to get done? And I guess you need it with all the new faces.
Yeah, you know, it's been really good. Our guys actually came in with some of the new NCAA rules. They came in a week before summer school started for them. They came for our Summer B session. So we'll actually be together for 7 full weeks of workouts, weightlifting, some conditioning, on-the-court stuff, and then just trying to really spend a lot of time together. I think this is the new norm that's going to happen during summers is you're going to have, you know, anywhere from 5 to 6 to 7 new guys. And I think maybe it will die down in a couple years, but the perfect storm of the immediate eligibility and the extra year of eligibility has created a huge gush of guys entering the portal and changing programs and so forth. But the summertime is really good for us in terms of just the camaraderie that's built, but also starting for them to get to know us and for us to get to know them. And the good news for us is we only brought in one grad transfer. So only one of these guys will only be here for a year. So it's three of them played their freshman year and actually come to us as freshmen, so to speak. But they all have college basketball experience. So when we go, Derek, when we go through the workouts, there's only one player out there on scholarship in Trey Moss that hasn't been through a college practice in a college season.
Benefit. Let me ask you though, the whole process, you mentioned the portal. I would imagine it goes from, okay, I'm keeping tabs to please someone else do this for me because there's so many names. What challenge did it present for you knowing that there was just, I guess, endless possibilities, but you got to get out there and get some guys?
Yeah, so you know what, we had done a really good job of kind of foreseeing it and planning for it in terms of collecting data soon as seasons was over on teams throughout the country, and then doing the film work because, again, we couldn't go on the road. But all the evaluation, again, was done on live, you know, watching live college games, which is so much different than going to AAU events or high school games or so forth. And as I said, it was the almost 1,800 now in the portal. Has created a situation where as of right now, I think there's over close to 700 who have not found a new place to go. When you added the extra year of eligibility and the immediate eligibility, it created a fire sale when it comes to the transfer situation. I think we were prepared, but I'm not sure we planned that it would be this many throughout the entire country. But one of the biggest challenges that you have in that is you want to get guys, and you want to get guys that, you know, fit in what you're doing and are going to help you win games and do the things that they're supposed to do. But you also can't wait around and say, well, maybe in another month more players. We were aggressive with the guys that we wanted and committed to doing that.
Another thing you couldn't do is, okay, let's get this position here, and in a couple of weeks we'll attack it. It looks like, though, as it worked out at the beginning, a lot of guys that can shoot, and have you seen that so far? And then maybe at the end you sort of took care of the front court.
Yeah, I thought one of the things we looked at was to increase just the overall skill level, shooting being a big part of that, and I thought we did that, obviously, with Javon and with Jake Boggs and DJ Patrick. Their numbers in the college game are very, very good shooting-wise, both field goal percentage, three-point field goal percentage, and to my tremendous Bulls fan base out there, free throw percentage as well, you know? But I think that was something that we wanted to do because as good as we have been defensively and rebounding-wise, that has been an area that has hurt us win some close games. And so I thought that was big. And then we felt that once we got that, if we could add some more physicality around the basket in bringing in Matt Tosin and bringing in Jalen McCrary as well, I thought, you know, really helped us in that aspect as well. And I think what it gives us is a much more versatile lineup where we can play a lot of different ways. If you're getting hurt physicality wise, we can match that. And when you play some teams that spread the court or play zone or whatever, we have guys that can knock down shots now as well.
You have five guards if you had to. You mentioned trying to get the guys out there and learning each other. How has that process been going so far? How have they been getting along?
Well, I think one of the most important parts of that is what kind of guys you got. And I've just been really, really impressed. I mean, it was interesting. When they all moved in that first weekend, they all came up with their families. And that was the first time, other than one player, that we had ever met their families and the actual player in person. You know what I mean? But there was a connection right away, not only with the staff, but amongst the players and so forth. And when you have high-character guys, guys that are a little more mature and can look back, okay, these are things that didn't work out for me so well in the last stop. This is what I want to get done now. And knowing that guys have to be able to get along and so forth, I think there's a commitment level among this group that's really, really encouraging.
And last thing, got to ask you about the new group as far as your coaching staff just recently announced. I'd let people know how that's working out so far.
Very good. You know, again, anytime you go into the spring, you have to be able to take a step back and evaluate, self-evaluate. And we had an opportunity to make some adjustments looking at the landscape of college basketball and the fact that having more basketball people, having more guys on the staff that know the game, can recruit the game, can coach the game, but more importantly in this day and age, can dig down deep with the players was critical. And I thought the adjustments within the staff and the new additions, obviously, with Coach Land and the strength conditioning and Lou Rowe and Jason Slay on the coaching side really, really is going to help us continue to move forward. But really, their ability with the relationship piece with the players, it was so critical. And then having a veteran, a guy that knows the game, knows our system, and is going to be able to give us, you know, some insight that we didn't get the last 4 years from those positions is going to be very critical. And I think it's going to have a huge benefit for us.